KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have a clear sky. It's 38 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 62. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. In state news, the American Red Cross is preparing to respond as Hurricane Matthew slams into the southeast coast of the country. Iowa Region Red Cross spokesperson Kara Kelly says national officials are checking with states that are not in the path of the storm line to help out.
There is a major call for volunteers nationwide to go anywhere from South Carolina to Florida to help. So we are making those opportunities available for folks. But at the same time, being sensitive to the fact that we still have a flooding operation happening in north and eastern Iowa, and we want to make sure that we take care of folks at home, too.
Two Iowa volunteers from Ankeny may be heading out to help with the hurricane recovery sometime today.
We had two volunteers from central Iowa who were actually scheduled to leave on Thursday, but their flight was canceled because the Orlando airport closed. So they are now waiting.
Kelly says if you're interested in volunteering for the Red Cross, the first step is to register.
I would say now is the time to get signed up because if it becomes a very significant operation, which we anticipate it could be, I mean, we could start sending people pretty quickly, and sometimes that training can happen pretty quickly. So the best thing to do at this point is to go to redcross.org, sign up to volunteer, and to get in the system. So at the very minimum, you can take some of those online trainings, and then we'll see what happens.
Kelly says it's been a significant amount of time since we've seen a hurricane of this magnitude.
You know, we're just asking people to be prepared. If you've got friends or family in those areas, you know, make sure you contact them. You know where they're going to be. So you guys can keep track of each other, and hopefully they're heeding those warnings to evacuate.
In Florida alone, some areas could see as much as 10 inches of rain. The Red Cross is prepared to open or support as many as 100 evacuation shelters and has more than 30 emergency response vehicles standing by. In South Carolina, the Red Cross plans to open or support 19 evacuation shelters, and dozens of additional shelters are ready to open in Georgia and North Carolina. The Creston Police Department is reporting four recent arrests. 18-year-old Taylor Dwayne Giles of Creston was arrested for fifth-degree theft. Giles was cited and released on a promise to appear in court. 20-year-old Jacob Jack Davis of Creston was arrested for driving while suspended. Davis was being held in the Union County Jail pending an appearance before a magistrate. 23-year-old Evan Lawrence Scadden of Creston was arrested for violation of probation. He was later released after posting bond. And 39-year-old Mark Stephen Hallberg of Lawmore was arrested on a Union County warrant and was being held in the Union County Jail on a $2,000 cash or surety bond. Adair County Auditor Mindy Schaefer says voters in the county will find a question on their November 8th general election ballot with regard to how township trustees and clerks are selected. In July, the Adair County Board of Supervisors passed a resolution to put a question on the November 8th ballot, asking voters if their township trustees and clerk positions should change from elected to appointed. Currently, 10 townships appoint the trustees and clerk. 7 currently elect the trustees and clerk. If the township voters pass the question, it would change those offices to be filled by appointment, and the appointment would be a 4-year term. When a vacancy occurs, the remaining position holders would choose a replacement and then present that name to the Board of Supervisors for appointment. If the remaining position holders were unable to find a replacement, the Board of Supervisors would work to find the replacement. The reasons for the proposed change is twofold, according to Schaefer. First, the same people tend to be elected each time the position comes up for election with no opposition for the office. The change would no longer require that person to have his or her name put on the ballot. It would also save trying to fill the position by write-in when no one puts their name on the ballot. Second, the change, Schaefer says, would save Adair County some money. The programming and ballot production costs are based on the number of ballot styles in the county. If all townships were to pass the public measure, there would be 5 ballot styles. Currently, there are 13. If passed, the people elected in 2014 would serve through 2018, and then if they wanted to remain in the position, they would be appointed at the first meeting in January of 2019. The people on the ballot this year, 2016, would be appointed at the first meeting in January of 2021. If a vacancy occurs after the question is passed, the replacement person would be appointed. Every 4 years, the person would be reappointed until they no longer want the position. If you have any questions on that, you can contact the Adair County Auditor's Office at 641-743-2546. Well, Hillary Clinton's daughter told a crowd in Sioux City late yesterday afternoon that the country's values are at stake in this year's election.
I never thought I would see in my lifetime the almost normalization of hate speech that we are witnessing from the Republican nominee and his campaign.
That was part of Chelsea Clinton's answer to a woman in the crowd who said, while asking a question, that Hillary Clinton has been subjected to a smear campaign since the 1990s. Chelsea Clinton, who's 36, told the crowd she doesn't remember a time in her life when her mother wasn't being attacked, and she asked Iowans to examine her mother's record.
Mom's been fighting for maternity and paternity leave for literally longer than I've been alive, and for early childhood education and investments in our public school system, and so much more that I know go really to the heart of our values as a country.
More than 100 people attended the event in Sioux City. Chelsea Clinton also made a campaign stop in Dubuque yesterday. A spokeswoman for the Republican National Committee issued a written statement in response to the trip, saying Hillary Clinton's, quote, dishonesty and lies have demonstrated she is the wrong person to lead our country. Politics has a home in Iowa, which hosts the first in the nation presidential caucuses. It'll also be the center of a fictional campaign in a new political comedy series that'll be streamed online. Embeds, to be produced by Fox News host Megyn Kelly and 50 Shades of Grey movie producer Michael DeLuca, will be shot in Des Moines starting next week. The Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs spokesman Jeff Morgan says the first episode will stream by Election Day on Verizon's mobile digital platform Go90, which has ordered 6 half-hour episodes. The show will focus on 5 young reporters covering a presidential campaign. It was created by Scott Conroy, co-author of the Sarah Palin biography, Sarah from Alaska, and former CNN correspondent Peter Hamby, who heads Snapchat's news operations. Iowa Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds is in Uruguay today for a 3-day tour of Argentina. Argentina's new president is hoping to reopen his country to foreign investors and trade after the country's previous president operated a mostly closed economy.
We are actually one of the first states in, and certainly the first, Lieutenant Governor or governor that's been in. I'm sure there'll be multiple states behind us.
Argentina's president slashed taxes, adjusted the country's currency, and laid off thousands of government workers soon after he took office last December. Teachers, hospital workers, and government employees have been striking for better pay, and strikes were underway as Reynolds was speaking to the Argentina Board of Trade on Wednesday.
I was in the middle of kind of giving the overview of Iowa, and there was some strike or something going on, a demonstration outside the window, and I continued to get louder. They weren't even fazed by what was going on. So it's part of what they deal with every day.
Reynolds says government officials and businesses in Argentina have been particularly interested in Iowa's wind industry and renewable fuels market, as well as our community college system. Reynolds says several follow-up meetings with businesses operating in Argentina have been scheduled with contacts she's made during her trip.
I think there's a lot of opportunities for Iowa companies, and they are eager to make the connections, and so I think this is actually a good time to get into the market.
Reynolds expects to host a trade delegation from Argentina in Iowa soon. She and Iowans for her South American trade mission were at the U.S. Embassy in Uruguay last night. Reynolds will speak to that country's Chamber of Commerce later today. The news was brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.